In this week's parsha, it discusses the mechira of Yaakov with Esav that he sold the bechira for a nezid adoshim. So the Velt asks, lechira, there should be a problem on mekach tois, lechira should be a type of a no. He sold away the bechira for nothing, for a nezid adoshim. What did he sell it for? Famous kasha. And the Teretz might be equally as famous, but it's a kedai to say over. There are actually a number of teretz, but B'chaim Shmulevitz was fond of saying this teretz. His teretz was the following. Based on the Chavetz Chaim, it's straight that the Rishoyim b'Olam Hazeh are going to be paid back all their schusim in Olam Hazeh. Machenkin tzedikim faket, their schus is shom alos ad lovay. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim, if a schar mitzvah is immeasurable, a schar mitzvah is Olam Haba, is more than kochay Olam Hazeh, how's it shayach that the Rishoyim, they did some mitzvahs, they did some ma'isim toivim, how's it shayach that they should be paid back all their good deeds in this world with worldly pleasures? It's impossible. And that the Chavetz Chaim said a reason you saw it, and it's a yisoid that we could all benefit from, appreciate. A mitzvah as measurable as the schar is, that's the max. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for the mitzvah. But the mitzvah, how much you're entitled to that schar that's awaiting for that mitzvah, is only how much you machshiv the mitzvah. How much you machshiv what you're doing. So he says that a rasha, avada he does ma'isim tovim. It's inevitable. He has to do some ma'isim tovim. But the ma'isim tovim that he does is without that chashivas of a mitzvah, without the chashivas of a tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, he's not machshiv the tzavah, not machshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So his limited chashivas that he attributes to the mitzvah, he deserves limited schar. And that type of schar could be paid back by Olam Hazeh. Shekin, when a tzaddik does a mitzvah, his schar taka, when he's doing the mitzvah, he's with all the kavonis and with all the chashivas and with all the whatever goes into being Eved Hashem. So faket, with him, his schar taka is immeasurable and can only be saved and only can be repaid by Olam Haba. So Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz here too. When he sold him, it says, Yisav despised the Bukhari, felt that the Bukhari is nothing. So, you know, there's a concept, but did he shavali? So Ezer had faket, but did he any shavali? Anachnem for you, the Bukhari might be worth a lot. But for me, it's worth kulilat, for me, it's worth nothing. That's what Ezer said, it's nothing. So Taka, it was worth an Ezer Adoshim. Mamela was no din of a no. Chaim Shmulevitz brings out the hua din when a person is learning. If he gets an interruption in his learning, he gets a phone call or whatever it is, he has a chance to make money on a deal, and he interrupts his learning because of that phone call. Right then, he just tightened up. He just gave a price tag to what his learning is. So the next time when he's learning and he's not interrupted, it's true he wasn't interrupted, it's true he learned that Seder. But you see, yesterday when he had the Seder, he was interrupted for a phone call, a chance to make $200, $1,000, whatever it is. Right then, he gave a price tag that maximum, that's all his learning's worth. Because his learning was worth more than $1,000, he wouldn't interrupt. So kum tois in the mail every time the Chaim Shmulevitz said he'll be learning, he just limited the reward that's awaiting for him. It's a dangerous thing. The Chaim Shmulevitz says you have to be chosh, you have to be pitaka, makshiv in learning, you have to be careful not to sell it short like Esav did the Bukhara. I just want to apply to Chosh Mishpat as well. We all are involved, we're all engaged in business of some sort, whether it's in our office or just simple things. We hire Poyolim Keseda, we do business, we shop, we buy. We probably, husband and wife, probably most of the day, here and there, is involved in some type of form of work. So Avada, Baruch Hashem, and we hope, we don't have schus, that everyone is noy kishur in their business, and it's true, but it's inevitable, things will happen. But if a person is machshiv choshev mishpat, a person machshiv to do tefezach al pi Torah and al pi mitzvaseha, so kum toisa, everything he's doing, he just elevated the mundane. Everything that he does in his work, yeah, good. Even if it doesn't involve choshev mishpat per se directly, but whatever he's doing is in the perspective of choshev mishpat and that light in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. So kum toisa, he's elevating, he's giving a choshivus to whatever he does that should be done al pi chukei Torah. A person who's not chosh lechus choshev mishpat. So even if grad he happens not to transgress choshev mishpat, let's say most of the time he does everything okay, but it's not with the choshivus that he's trying to fear al pi halacha. It's kafi. Whatever he feels is yashus, whatever determines by him is the right thing to do. So it's a hit and miss. Even if most of the time he's right, let's say, we'll give him down like askos, most of the time he hits and he does it right. But it's not with the chashivas of Rabbeinu Shel Olam involved. So then kum tois, he's oisik in taivas olam hazeh, he's oisik in his eisik, and he's not oisik in the davar ruchni all the time. And even what he does do right is not with that perspective, not with that price tag of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's mitzvahs. Alright, we're holding in middle actually of Siman Shin Lamed Hey. We're holding in middle of Sif Aleph. Last week we didn't finish Sif Aleph. Just to repeat, which is a yisai that we keep on repeating, but it's worthwhile again to chazeva, is that when you hire a poel and for some reason the malacha stops in midway, there's an oinus that prevents you from completing the work, or the work is completed through a different avenue, whatever it is, the halachas are with the balbaisa sapeena is dependent on how the oinus happened. What was the oinus anticipated or not? If it was azah oinus that both parties could have expected equally or both parties could not have expected equally, then the Baal HaBayis would be potter. However, it's azah oinus that the Baal HaBayis knew more information than the Poel did, then the Baal HaBayis would be chayv to pay. If the Poel Lamaisa didn't do the malach, he got a day's off, so then it will only be kapal bata, but beyisoid he's mechayv to pay. That's a simple formula. And tonight we're going to see that formula has its boundaries, and it's tonight, Yetz Hashem, when we do Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, we'll get that much clearer. But right now we're in the middle of Sif Aleph, we're towards the end of actually Sif Aleph in the Ramah, and it talks about a Baal HaBayis Shesachem Melamed. If a Baal HaBayis hires a teacher, hires a Rebbe, a tutor, a Oma, Sheyelech Etzel Krovel L'Nasaisai. He likes the Melamed, but he doesn't know how good the Melamed is. And before he wants the Melamed to teach his son, he has a Karev who, is a Mamcha, it's a Karev who's a Rosh Hashiva. So do me a favor, go to my Karev, let him fehe you, and if you taka good, then teach my child. If not, then I don't need you. So he told him to go to his Karev to be tested. Now Lamai says he didn't go. And he ended up teaching the child. I don't know how this happened 100%, but he ended up teaching the child without being tested. So now what happens is the machloikas, does he have to get paid or not? The Baal HaBayis said, look, you never got tested. I didn't know that you were a good Rebbe b'chlal. I'm not paying you. And the Rebbe Tanya Saker, I was a good Rebbe. That I didn't get tested, no. But Lamai says, I am roy to be a Malamed. So that's what the Mark says. Im yuchulu moda manar. To test him if he's capable of teaching a child. And he didn't go. After he went and he taught the child, I'm ready to be tested now. I didn't get tested before. Don't cut me on the technicality. I'll be tested now. I'll go to the yeshiva now and be tested. And if he says that I pass, then you owe me my schar. And he taka pass. Now he has no problem. The eid meyid, and there's an eid echad who's meyid, shlo yada luma rimay. That at the beginning he didn't have the chachma of being a rabbi, he didn't have the skills of being a rabbi, but he learned to experience. Your child was the guinea pig for his training. But la maisa mitchila, he didn't know how to teach a child. But now, of course, he knows, because he had this experience, that loch is adin im hamalamed. The malamed is going to win. Why? Because me'achash yedea achshav, since right now he is capable of teaching the child, so he has a chazaka, the hashta, mekminu melea chazaka shiyada kvar. If he knows now, the mekminu melea chazaka that he already knew from Mamol as well. The Eid Echad says, it's not true. The Echad says, only now he started to know, but he didn't know from before. So nechnami, v'nishba neged Eid v'noitas charek. Copy the Eid, like any other type of nizah, when there's a akash of an Eid Echad, there's a shur, you have to make a shur to be machish the Eid Echad. And had there not been an Eid Echad, zaktishah, he'd be entitled to the full schar, even without a shur. As far as that, when you have, we don't know what happened before, but we definitely have a chazaka dash that he knows how to teach the child. It's a car, really, it's not for tonight. The shtela on the chazaka dash is, it's a whole sugi with different simanim. But at least we see it, we're here, we're talking about hilchos of malamdim, so Ramah threw it in, that's so too if you have a malam. And he didn't keep all the terms, because he was supposed to be for head first. But he says, that's not a ma'ake for his schar. Havada, that itself is a chiddush too. I told you I'm willing to hire you if you go and you get tested, that you're capable. And he didn't go and get tested. But nevertheless, state that Lamaisa, why did I want you to get tested? I wanted to that you should be capable. If he's capable now, if he could prove that he could teach now, and we can shtel on a chazaka dasha, we could say assume that he was able to teach all along as well.
If there were two
Edom, and a chanami, if there were two Edom that he was not capable, and he only learned on your child, and a chanami, he'd not be entitled. And a chanami.
Why did you
have to say that? Chazaka is not strong negative. Right, yeah. A chazaka only says, yeah, that's not going to be a makash. We have Edech. A chazaka is in the unknown, push on the chazaka to prove. But Edech tells me what happened.
So why do you need to follow the chazaka?
Without an echa, how are you going to be a mighty moment?
What?
How are you going to be a mighty moment? No, after the echa, you have a shur, that's very good. But without a chazaka, why should you have to be paid? I don't have to pay you. If you claim that you were right for the job and you deserve payment, and I say, I don't think you were right. So even let's say it's a bar v'shema, but you're trying to be a mighty moment for me, so I won't pay you. But if you have a chazakah, that the chazakah says that this is what happened all along. Now what klap, what shtez the chazakah is that now there's an erechot saying v'kech. So klap your erechot, I'll be machish and I'll take care of the erechot. Now I'm just left with the chazakah dashed. Go prove that you're right. If you can't prove an economy, you won't get paid.
Why couldn't you say it's any worse than a Mecca post? The fact that he continued letting him teach is good.
How did he know? He didn't know. He didn't know that he never got tested. I assumed you did what we made up, that you went to my uncle or whatever was a yeshiva to test. I never spoke to a yeshiva. He never told me whether he tested you or not. I assume that if these were the terms of the work, probably you fulfilled the terms. You went to the yeshiva and you got tested. And now, at the end of the year, I find out that you never got tested. So Mamela says, no mechila. And Akhanami, if he would know, and we can establish a type of a mechila in Akhanami, then we will try to bring that in. But Lamaise is, the case was, he didn't know. He came at the end of the year, wants to pick up his paycheck, and now it was known that he never went and got tested. All right, next halacha. A regular shvu said echad. Whenever you have an erech,
What's the words you said?
The shu is that I was capable of teaching a child mitchilah. Erechot said I'm not capable, and I'm swearing against Erechot that I am roy. I was roy to teach a child all along. Next halacha. Rav shohayu be'ir kamashonim. Okay, hila hired a rav, asked the rav to be their meir rav for many years, and never discussed a salary. V'hayir lekal, and he did his job. He was like a meir lekal. V'achakach, and a couple of years into his term, they said, okay, from now on, we're going to pay you X amount of dollars salary per year. So now the Rav wants to come, after he did, and he signed the contract. And now he wants to come and be Tevea for even the first years that he had not made up any specific salary, any price. He wants a month for that as well. He was Zichel Moichel. Had he not signed the contract for the future, and he was hired to be a Rav, so you have to give him whatever, like every time you hire a poel and you don't discuss how much you're hiring him for, you have to give kapacha shabapoelim, what the going rate is, which we had, we discussed earlier in Shalom Av, Shalom Abbas discusses these things, you give kafi aminik. But Mashenkin over here, where he went through with a contract, he went through with the contract for the future, that itself is an implicit mechila that for the past, I'm not looking for any pay. For the future I am, but for the past not. So that is a mechila. The Aruch HaShulchan says he wants.
Okay.
Come on.
This question now, I see that I'm not getting anywhere. I have to make sure I get something.
That's for Lahava. So why don't you ask for Lashava also?
Yes,
Lashava.
They didn't give
him. No. You didn't make a mechila Lashava. You were high stam, and you never discussed pay.
Come.
And you didn't get paid. And all of a sudden, at the third year, I don't know if it makes a difference if the malame, if the rav never mentioned at the time of this contract, by the way, you know, you also owe me for the first 2 years, so it's an implicit mechila. Why are we having a contract for the future and not for the past? So memel, it's a mechila. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this whole halacha is only, he chops down this halacha to size, is only bedafka by a rav or a rebbe or something of the sort, where be'etzem me'ikah ha'din, you're not supposed to be paid altogether. Smani b'chinam avato b'chinam. And only had to get paid is medin po'el batom. Right? It's a loophole to the halacha. Good, it has to be kapo'el batom. But be'etzem, for the malacha that you're doing, you don't deserve any payment. So me'meila, even though maybe you were entitled for, you were taka, weren't entitled for a po'el batom ma'asha ava, but ha'yois, you didn't say anything. Hayoyis, you went and you signed the contract for the future, so you waived this loophole, you waived this chap to try to get payouts of poil bottle. But in a kind of, it'll be a regular poil that you hire to do a job, then he says something like, you're mentioning, look, I tried to get whatever I can. Let's handle for the future because now I have the upper hand, I have you over the barrel. Let's chotch, let me get, you know, the future under my belt. I know what I'm expecting for pay in the future. And Mashav, I'll take you to Din Torah. I'm not going to raise it now. I don't want to raise, you know, hard terms. I, you know, mess up my contract for the future. Let me take care of that. And then I'll address Mashav. Now, Shenkin Be'arov and a Rebbe, or these type of jobs that you're supposed to be, Manim Bechinam, Afata Bechinam, and the only head is I'll pay a bottle. So there he says, and then that's a mechila because he didn't mention it at the time of the contract.
You don't have to actually sign a contract.
Yeah, no, it's just, right, any time that you done and you make up, mikan ve'elech, so why didn't you discuss mashava? Oh, you could have, all you had to say is, okay, this is for the future, but for the past, we'll still have to negotiate. You know, you just have to keep the back door open. But you didn't even do that. You ignored what happened in mashava, and you're only addressing mashiyah, so therefore it's a mechila on the past. Right, because mice is by a pearl bottle, you're not really getting paid for the job that you do. You're not, when a Rebbe teaches your child, he's not getting paid for teaching your child. Because the actual teaching is mani b'chinam ma'afata b'chinam. He's getting paid because he has to be reimbursed, because had he not committed himself to teach your child, he would have done something else. He would have been in a different line, in a different business, and in fact deserve pay. So you have to pay him for sort of what you agree him a loss to have him focus on your child and be committed to your child. But you're not paying for the actual malacha that he's doing. So for that, for trying to reimburse him for what he could have made, that's a mechila. But for actually what he did do, if he's a regular Paul that he deserves pay for what he did do, then you're not going to pay him for what he did. You're going to pay him for what he did, then it's not going to be a mechila just because he didn't discuss it.
But the reimbursement, that would be more of like a draft.
Well, it's expected, right? As minig is, we all pay malamdim, we all pay rabbanim. So he deserves it. It's understood. It's karkok v'yaminik. But since it's not a direct payment, so that's where the mechila will work. All right, let's go weiter. Po shekibul of kol oynis. If a poel is makabel, you have a contract, and the poel says, look, I'm going to transport these goods. I'm going to get it there no matter what. No matter what the oynis is, you rest assured, the goods will be there. Ubo oynis to loishchiyach klal, and such an oynis came that was mamish loishchiyach potter. He did not fulfill the term. Shamanas kein loyhisna. The Gemara has a case where you hired a person to transport goods with a svina, and you bedafka made up with him that he has to be a makabo. Kol oynis, no matter what, the goods gotta be there, gotta get there. And what happened was is that they closed off. I guess the Coast Guard in those days closed off. They blockaded that you're not allowed to use the water. You're not allowed to use that route. You'll have to travel by land, which is harder and more difficult and more costly. And the Shaila came about, and some of Marin said, look, you makaba call unto the Mitzialah no matter what. Get it there. I don't care what you do, stay up 24 hours a day, just get it there. And they tiny adaita the such oneness we never anticipated, and we're not going to be makabal upon ourselves. And Allah is the Gemara Paskin, the Moraine Paskin, like the Poyalim. That Azoivite is not a chiv. The chiv is only for normal oinsen that are expected or, you know, could be anticipated, but something which is loshchia klal, that they should blockade and not allow you to transport goods, you know, no boats can pass, that type of oinsen is loshchia klal, I'm not saying lohisna. All right. Echot shesach sus, al shmoinu yomem, you rent a car, you rent a sus, a horse, leilich lemakom echot, I need it for the week to go somewhere else. You're going for 2 days. Nimlak, you change your mind. Now you're back in the city, and you still have 6 days left to your lease. Now, what are you allowed to do with this source? What are you allowed to do with this car? Zakta Ramah Yochalasis Be'eluv of Yomim. You're allowed to do within these 6 days in Masus Marsha Yitzah, whatever you want. Askir Be'ir. You're even allowed to hire yourself out as a taxi driver and schlep other people with it. Lahavi Aitzim, Mosham Loksam, Yukhadis Lususim, Poisa'ir, whatever is normal for system to do in that city. AFOP, even though what you end up doing with this source is Hamalaka Kvedim Nishaina. This Malaka is going to be worse, harder, more difficult than the Malaka that you anticipate in doing in a different city. And Mamela, we could argue that it wasn't on these terms. The Balabai is only hired out because you're just taking a trip to the other city, but not you're going to schlep with this sus. And now, even though you're staying in the city, but you're schlepping, Adaita Dacha Balabai didn't want to rent out his sus for. The halacha is you're allowed to do it. Why? The Nechale, because it's better for the Balabai, Shete Behemtui Be'ir. The vendor doesn't have to travel long distances. He stays in the city. Even if that means he has to schlep, he's going to go far off on a journey. The journey, even though it's a different type of difficulty, right? There's one thing of traveling far away, another thing of schlepping. But in the greater picture, when you measure the two, when you weigh the two, it's more difficult or harder on the source, more taxing on the source for it to travel far away than if it be local and schlep around.
Because
the guy in the field,
at least
the sorry?
It's because each time he has a good feel. Let's say it's not because you're measuring the two and it's equal.
No, you're measuring the two and it's comparable, right?
It's
No, people know that Bahamas sometimes will make long journeys, right? They get sick on the way, it's hard for them, it's taxing. So weighing the two difficulties, this outweighs that.
It's not an ESA car, it's going to be a very different car.
Again, a car also traveling long distances or staying local and doing rounds for yeshiva, you know, delivering.
Well, that's okay. Let's say a guy wants to put a couple of thousand pounds.
One second, I think you're...
He says the Melacha Kveda is by ear. Over here is doing Melacha Kveda. There's a certain amount of Menuchas and Nefesh that a person has, a balibos, or the owner of the suit, the owner of a car, the owner of a truck. You'd rather than be local, just in case something happens, they're local. I'm telling you, versus him going far.
That's what you're mentioning also, something of the sort. All right, I don't know.
Is that saying that it's not more common?
It says straight out.
I hear. Okay. Fine. The Urkash you can qualify as halakha.
Same level.
No, as long as it's comparable. The Urkash you can says he qualifies this. He says, don't take this too far. It just means a little more kveda. If it's a lot more kveda, you're not allowed to do that, A. And B, he says, this is provided that the balabayis is not moicha. So then you could assume, you have a right to assume, no questions asked, you could assume that it's comparable and you're allowed to do it. But Rabbi says, look, I'm not interested in my car slipping around, boys, yeshiva boys, you know, delivering or whatever it is. I'm not interested in that. That's taco more than I anticipated, and in the Kami has a right to make that mocha.
Maybe it's something like
it's
looking blue. That's you can't make
it. Yeah, you go, El Kajun is not Marek, I can't tell you.
Anything.
Sorry? No, you're still entitled. You have a lease for those 8 days. You could do it, but as long as something comparable. If you're doing a Malacha Kved and a Balabais attack a Makved, Hadat Adokha, I never want it. You do something light in this city is fine, or go to a different city, that's also fine. But don't do something harder on my animal, harder on my car that I didn't anticipate. I know, it sounds like you could just Neman. That's what it sounds like.
That's only when you make at night the shazma, so when you rent, if you didn't make at night what you were doing with the car and the suits, you could do whatever you want.
Ainakanami. Okay, but a lot of times there is an understanding. You ask the guy, what are you doing? I'm trying to go there. There's. Hey, Ainakanami, depending on the case. Right, he went to go for 8 days, but he didn't mention that he's carrying anything. He's not going to schlep anything. He needed to travel this. He needed a means of transportation. Right.
That
he wasn't schlepping with him. He was only traveling with it. Right, okay. Fine, let's go weiter. Let's do halakha base. Hasaychis apoyol lahavi loy, tatai saifa, lahavi loy shlichus mimokum lamokim. A higher apoyol, some suggest maybe it's even a kablan, some say it's a apoyol. Either way, his job is to, he's a mail carrier, a delivery boy. He has to bring something from one place to another place. So I tell him, go over there and pick something up and then bring it somewhere else. And he went there. The item that he was hired to bring wasn't there. He didn't find it. You still have to pay him. Amai says he traveled there and he traveled back. He did both legs of this journey. The only thing is that he didn't bring back anything with him. He didn't do the second half of the journey. He didn't bring back, let's say, he had to deliver or pick up a check. So you hire a guy in the diamond district. You say, you know, go down the block, pick up a check and bring it here and deposit it in the bank. Well, so he went and he tried to pick up the check and the guy's not holding by paying. No check to be picked up. So he comes back. He did both legs to the journey of the shlichus of the job. So therefore, noisim loischarim mishalom. You have to pay full wages. Now, Dr. Ramah, Ramah teaches of why, he did whatever he was hired out to do. He did everything that he was hired out to do. So the Sma discusses, why are you paying him Kischarim Meshulam? The Sma says, that's what Ramah is trying to teach up. Why are you paying him Kischarim Meshulam? The Chayish have to pay him only Kupoyo Batal. So on that, the Ramah is answering, he did whatever he was supposed to do. There's no difference to him. Whether he has the letter in his pocket, he has the check in his pocket, he doesn't have the check in his pocket, the ikka job is to go there and go back. There's no gain. He didn't save anything on the tircha by not having the check in his pocket. And that's why the Makaba fears ois, which we're going to skip over the next remark, just I'm going to fear ois, v'mhoye dova kove, but if it was a heavy thing that he was high out to schlep, ma'sheshul alavi, and a chanami, then manakuloi, then you'll have to deduct for the second leg of the journey that he's coming back empty-handed, that it's easier for him, she'enu doima ba'atayin lebarekim. You can't compare someone who has to schlep something back lebarek when he's coming back empty-handed. Elam kein hu ma'isim anoshim shadakim l'trek, like we discussed last week, is the type of people who enjoy schlepping and they want to be in shape, movers, and if you're going to give them a day off, they can be out of shape. They don't want to take a discount on the kapal bottle. And echnami, those type of people, you want to have a discount on kapal bottle. But in a mala mensh, you take a deduct, have a discount for power bottom. But in the ratio of the machab, which we're talking at a simple case, we're talking about you're hiring to deliver a piece of mail or deliver a check, that's nothing. He doesn't gain anything by coming back empty handed. You have to pay his chorum meshulam. No, so that we had discussed before, then it'll be an oinus, if it's an oinus, and he shouldn't be going. And left it done, did the balabais know more than the pearl? If he knew equally, then he'd have to be potter. Like every other oinus between a baal bais and a boyal.
But the welcome,
that means it's like a kav, like you're here, go there and come back.
Right.
So or let's say a car service. Go there, pick up a passenger and come back.
Right.
Went there, no passenger came back. Doesn't make a difference if passengers in the car or not.
Let's say I'm based in Lakewood, a car service. Go to Newark, pick him up, take him to Flatbush.
And if he saves part,
and
the Kanami, if he saves a leg on his journey, he'll have to deduct for what he didn't go. The Rambam is only saying because Harek Va'os Shlichusa, because he did whatever he had to do. And the Kanami. Well, he didn't yawn for coming to your house and having to go back, or wherever he has to go back to dispatch, but he didn't go on the next leg.
That's my only payment for the next leg.
I know, but he has to come to your house, right? So he
may have been down the block, he may have been 10 miles away. I don't pay him for that.
Then you'll have to down that, how much you took him out of his way, and how much work he did for you. And if it's Askalas Malacha, we discussed that you'd be chai that was in Shinlam Gimel, and you're not an oinus for forgetting, it's a pshin on your part, so then you talk to be chayiv, maybe even the whole price, or whatever, you'll have to pay kapal bot on the second half of the journey, but you'd be chayiv, you're not an oinus. Here we're talking about where there is an oinus, a guy forgetting is not an oinus. Here we're talking about clearly it's an oinus, but nevertheless, you'll have to pay him for what he did. Now, Zokta Nesivis, and Nesivis has a different chat in this man, it's a very sadistic in Nesivis. He's mamish at the end of like Shin Lamed Hey talks about all these dinim of einsim which prevent you from finishing the job, and here comes the nesivis. It's a very sadistic nesivis. He says the following. He says that what Ramo is coming to Bavon, which really is a magad mission, what the magad mission was coming to Bavon, is something entirely different. The case over here was talking about that there was an einis, and it was an einis that both parties equally could not have entertained, or should not have entertained. In all is equal. And we know that until now, we kept on being pumped this formula. Every time that there's a oinus, that both parties are equal, when all is equal, the balabais is potter. So why all of a sudden in this halacha, do you have to pay schar meshulam? Why am I paying the guy at all? There was a oinus. We both didn't know. We thought that the check was there. We both didn't know that the check wasn't there. We're both equally an oinus. Why am I paying? Why is the balabais paying the pile at all? To address that kasha, the Ramah, which is the Rav Maggid, says the Rekva also shlich shlichusa, because the shlich did his job. What does that mean? Zokta Nesivis are following Yisoid. Those halachas that we've been learning till now, that Yepata is only a mashayiyah, only on the Osir. Yepata in the future for the job that was not performed. For the second half of the day that you couldn't irrigate the field, or the second half of the day that you couldn't plow the field, for the Rebbe who couldn't teach the child further. You always pata a mashayiyah, because when all is equal, that's it. The job terminated here because of the dainus. But what you did do, and you did it on the say-so of the balabais, on his instruction, he told you, go pick up a letter. And you did it, but the sifas of the balabais is chai for that. You did what he told you to do. Just like if he would tell you to pay somebody on his behalf, you were moitzi mamen apiv, he's chayv to reimburse you. So to moitzi pula apiv, moitzi your time apiv, moitzi your tircha apiv. I went there because he told me to go there. He instructed me to go there. I did what he told me to do. There, you're not going to be able to have a hetzah. There's no tour. Well, Zionist and nothing happened, the balabai should be potter. It's not true. There, if I did what the balabai instructed me to do, whatever I did, avad, you're going to be chayiv to pay me. Memeila zakta nesivis, the reason why here you're paying skarim meshulam is because I did everything. Harei kvar osa shlich shechusa. I did whatever the balabai told me to do. I went there and I went back. Obviously, if I'm there, I have to get back. So I did both legs of the journey, of the whole job. So Mameli, you got to pay me. I was an oinis, and the Balabais gained nothing from it, and it was an equally unaware. We both couldn't have known, or we both could have known. Doesn't make a difference. If I did the job, whatever I did do, Avad Yechayv to pay me. So he says, and he puts one more tonight. He qualifies this. This is, of course, if the oinis is machmas the Balabais. If what happened, what the malacha wasn't completed, is because the Balabai, so to speak, didn't fulfill his part of the deal. It means he told me to pick up a check. I don't have to produce the check. He told me to pick up the check. The check's not there. It's his problem. I'm ready still to pick up the check. If you get the check there, I'll gladly go pick up the check and bring it back. So I'm prepared to do my malacha, and I did whatever he instructed me to do. So since I fulfilled his wishes, he has to pay me for what I did. It'll be something that the shliach was an oinis for. Let's say Chulila, he became an oval and he can't complete the job, and now he wants to tell the Balabais, but Chotcha went halfway. No, that's different. That the Balabais will be part of, because Balabais says, look, it was an oinis, I don't have to pay you a mashia year because we were both equally unaware. Elam nene, I wasn't nene at all for what you did going halfway and not picking up the check. I gained nothing from that. I mention that because there are halakas by Zchiyus Chamar that if you gain something for what he did, you have to give him for what he did. But if you gain nothing for what he did, so nana, I got nothing. Oinis, I got nothing. Elamai, you want to tell me, but you did what I told you. But if it's something that is an oinis, not because of Balabais, I sent him to go pick up a check, and it's not his fault that the check's not there, then avada, whatever he did, he deserves to be repaid for. He deserves, the memela in this case, that he did everything, he deserves to be paid fully.
How is that different than what we were saying before, in the regular
chat? I didn't say different. The Nesivis is qualifying something that we never learned till now. He's saying a major yesod. He's saying that whenever a poel does the instructions of Balabais, he fulfills his instruction, he deserves to get paid, provided the reason why the job didn't meet its objective is because of the Balabais. The check wasn't delivered because of Balabais' problem. There was no check to be delivered. But I did whatever I was capable of doing, I did, so Mamela deserved to get paid.
You have to do premature looking?
Whatever he was told to do. In that case, he was told to go and pick up a check. He went in.
They have to go to the next door, maybe to the Roman president.
Whatever is considered, part of the terms of the agreement. But we'll get this. Let's go on to the next Ramah. We'll see this clear. There's a Tosefta. There's a whole Shaila Hadamun of the next Ramah. And this will be played out again. And probably you'll get a better understanding in your Shaila as well. All right, let's move on to the next, to the Ramah. Ramah is another case. Avo. However, Dr. Ramah, I'm shalach shliach migeres. I sent the shliach with a letter to be delivered to a person in the next town. And the person who was supposed to be delivered to was found. Now let's take the second shot of the Sma, which is that the Balabais himself found the recipient. So now I don't need the shlichus. I sent a message with this courier to tell this guy that, you know, I'm inviting him to my son's bris next week. Now I don't need the shlich to deliver that message because I myself bumped into the guy, my friend. I said, you know, I'm making a bris next week. Come, that's it. So now I don't need the shlich at all. So now there was an oinus, a degree of an oinus Ramah holds, is because now I don't need the shlich because I only hired him to deliver the message because I needed to get the message across. The Balabais wasn't here. But now I don't need that because I bumped into my friend myself, so there's an oinus. The chaza, and so I brought back the shliach. I told the shliach, don't bother going. It's ain l'shliach klum. You don't have to pay the shliach at all. Elam kein, unless havelu balabais leidav aloi l'shliach. Unless the balabais knew more information than the shliach. He knew that a friend sometimes comes to the city and he might meet up with his friend, and the shliach was unaware of that, so it was a type of oinus that the balabais knew more than the shliach, and then he's chayav to pay, like we keep on saying. But if they both equally were unaware of that, then he'd be potter. But in that case, where he knew more information, but where the Balabais was equal with the poel, he both didn't expect his friend to come to the city, and in such a case, the Rambam paskens that the Balabais is potter because it's an oinus. We both didn't know about it. Taflok will be potter. Here he didn't do. I stopped him in mid-track. I cut him off in the middle of the way.
He never went.
He went halfway. He was chazan. He was on the way and he stopped in the middle and I cut him off. I told him not go through. So Ramah. Sorry?
Correct.
but he didn't complete his journey. Mashenkin, apparently the Mahod, Mashenkin the Reisha, where he went the full way and came back, the Yotaka Bichayev. And it's man, everybody, Sma, Taz, I mean all the Mavajan Bach, everybody blasts the Ramah and says that this can't be the Pshat. This can't, it's not true, it's not true in Halacha, and it can't be Pshat. The Ramah is trying to, sorry? But it was anointed. It was anointed. I don't need the Shlichas anymore. So, but the Sma asked on the Ramah that who cares, it was anointed in midway, but Chodesh, for what he did do, he deserves to get paid. Just like the Machabit case, where he went full way. He deserves to get paid because Masha Harikva also Shlich Shlichusai, so if he went halfway, he should deserve to get paid halfway. And let's just explain it with the Nesivis Hisfara, is because he did everything he was supposed to do. The Onus wasn't the Shlich's fault. The Shlich still prepared to deliver the message to the next town. The Balabais, who doesn't need the message to be delivered anymore, so Chodesh, for what he did do, he should get paid.
Who
is Chazan? Means you can't be Chazan unless you went, right? So you went, the Chazan, he came back.
Going on that the Balabais found the guy and he was Chazan on the
Shlichus.
On the
Shlichus. No, it's here. All right. But the Mashmai says, it's coming from a Mordechai. The Mashmai says that he went, was already on the way and he was pulled back. And the Mordechai says the Lashon that on the journey, Bemtza Derech, Matza Tagar. He found the taga. So the Ramah types up the Mordechai to mean a taga means a soicher, which means your friend. Apparently you're sending a message to your partner or whatever it is, to your business associate. And Mamela, you found him, you don't need the message to be delivered.
Who is
Matza Tagar? So the Shailas Ma says, let's even give the Ramah the benefit of the doubt. It means that the Meshaleach found the...
Why is it any different than the case we had with the Nar? The Noah overflowed.
No, that would be, forget, that's why I'm giving the Ramah a benefit of doubt. Had it be that the Shliach found the friend, then it should be like that Noah case or something similar, that his job was completed and he had a mazel to find the guy earlier and the Chay should have to pay him. That's why everyone jumps. Even the Smas. The Smas says, I'm willing to give the Ramah that's talking about Matzah means that the Meshaleach found him, not the Shliach. The Shliach really wasn't helpful at all. I didn't need him. But nevertheless, Frek the Smas, the Chot you should have to give, Chatzia Derek, everyone has, Chot you have to give for what he did do. He went halfway, you could give him for that. Sorry? No, that's what they're trying to say. But I'm saying the Mordechai, where he's coming from, says, Be'emta Haderech, Be'ezah Be'emta Haderech, he found the Taga. So the Ramah said Taga means the Seichu, which is your friend. And everyone says, Azam Pshat Taga, Azam Pshat Nekeza, Azam Pshat Naloka, TMP Pshat. What is Pshat? Case was, Taga is a Lashon. You've got it's a Lashon in Gemara, Rashbam has a Lashon. Taga means you found a conflict, you found war. There was a war zone, I couldn't get through, or you found even soldiers. You might have met up with soldiers, they might have attacked you. You have to know how I could take the thing. But it's definitely, the Shliach was on the way, and the Shliach bumped into a Taga. And he could not complete the job, because his onus in the middle way. That's it. There's no flights going to Israel, there's no flights going to this war zone, whatever it is, he can't go. So now there's an onus that prevents him from completing his job. And on that, the Sma says, this halacha, that since the shliach was hired to do the job, and it was an oinus that both parties did not know, and we have the formula, whenever both parties can't know, the balabais would be potter. And the balabais gained nothing, he wasn't nene at all from the fact that he went halfway and came back, so you won't even have that here. Are you going to tell me Chachi went halfway? I wasn't nene, and it's your fault, so to speak. It's an oinus that you can't complete the job. Mitzad me, my friend's still waiting for the message, and I would love the message to be delivered. It's mitzad the shliach, I mean, even though it's not his fault, but it's something that prevents the shliach from fulfilling his part of the contract, his part of the agreement, that he has to deliver the letter, and he can, so mamela, I don't have to pay him. The shliach did nothing for me. If the shliach did nothing for me, it's an oinus, I don't have to pay him at all.
What is like Marcus
Medina? Oh, very good question, we're going to get to. One second. That's what the Sma says. The Sma says, now the Bach says something very similar, but he says instead of that the Taga prevented him from fulfilling the journey, from completing the journey, a Taga means he met up with a soldier, and the soldier mugged him and took away the letter. So now he was nana that he can't complete the journey. It was an oinus. So the Baal Bais gains nothing from his job. And it's the Mordechai Taga brings that halacha that Kozman you're not nene at all, and it's an oinus that they were both equally unaware of, couldn't have entertained, the Baal Bais would be potter. Comes along the guy's Mordechai and asks the Kasha and the Mordechai that why is this halakha different? We have a Gemara that says that you hire a shliach to bring shkolim to the Beit HaMikdash. Shalchus shaklim the Beit HaMikdash. And on the way, the shliach loses the shkolim. He loses it. So now, what is he doing? He can't complete the job. He didn't help me at all. And nevertheless, states in the Gemara, or at least Havim in the Gemara, was a tzad in the Gemara, that the shliach deserves to get paid for what, you know, for the leg of the journey that he did complete. So he went halfway, and then he lost the shekel. He deserves half pay. Three quarters, he deserves three quarters pay. And over there too, it was an oinus. God, it might have been even a pshia. Okay, the Gemara discussed that, but let's even say it's an oinus. I didn't have any hana. And that's it. So why should I have to pay him? What's the chiluk between this case of the Mordechai and the case of the Gemara? And the guy's Mordechai said, unless you tell me that over there, Chodesh the Shliach did the Meshaleach a benefit from the hana of a mitzvah, that he was trying to do a mitzvah, even though it was also the other, but he gets schar for the tircha, for the shtadlus, so too, the shtadlus that the shliach does, for the Baal HaBayis' account, for the Meshaleach, gets schar, Neilam Haba, for trying to deliver the shekel, so Neil, for that hanor that he benefits, he deserves to get paid for that leg of the journey. But it's tzarechin to make that chilek, and he has a problem with this Mordechai. On that, the Nesiva says, Vaita with Ishtar Kotorin. The Nesiva says a beautiful, an eye opener. The Nesiva says that there's a major chiluk between the two cases. In our case, Dr. Samad's talking about whether the war and the shliach cannot fulfill his job, cannot complete his mission. So yes, he's trying to deliver something, and he can't deliver it. It's an oinus of the poel. That's it. You didn't do the job. I didn't benefit. It was an oinus, equal oinus. You're off. I'm off the hook. I'm not going to pay you. The case of the Gemara Shoshok Eshek Leyan. The poel, the shliach, is still prepared to complete the job. Give him another shekel who complete the job. Now, of course, he was at fault for losing it, but let the Gemara address it. But pretend he wasn't at fault for the actual loss of the shekel. So now, who is the one who is preventing from the job from being completed? It's the Baal HaBayis. The Baal HaBayis doesn't have the shekel anymore to have the mission completed. But mitzad the poel is ready to do the malacha. It's like the case of the mechaba, hired a poel to pick up an envelope and bring it back. The poel is ready to do it, even went there, went back. Whatever he deserves to get paid. Whatever he did, appear the instruction of the Baal HaBayis, he did that malacha, he deserves to get paid. The fact that the malacha is not able to be finished, that's the Baal HaBayis' problem, because he's not providing me anymore with the malacha. He wasn't providing me with the letter, he wasn't providing me with the shekel, it's his problem. So even though, yes, it's an equal oneness, and yes, he'll be part of for the future that I didn't do, but for what I did do, I deserve to get paid, because I did Alpi Tzivuyav. Again, that's the Nesiva Sashita. Calls man, you do something Alpi Tzivuyav of the Baal HaBayis, even though there's an equal oneness, you deserve to get paid, even though there's no benefit whatsoever. I deserve to get paid.
Why not decide the same thing? I'm ready to go. The poor Baal HaBayis has a soldier standing in my way.
HaBayis has no soldier. HaBayis doesn't care if you fly there too. You want to fly there, fly over the soldier, make a shame on the first. I don't care. I know that I have a job to be completed. You have a purpose. You have a letter to be delivered. Deliver it. I don't care how you deliver it. You can't figure out a way how to overpower the soldier. Okay, so your problem. I'm ready to complete the job. You're not ready to complete the job. Now, I don't blame you. You're talking an oinus. But it's an oinus that's on your half of the deal. It's an oinus that's preventing you from completing your terms of the agreement. No, the shekel is the shliach.
When I gave
it to you initially, I thought I had the shekel. But now that the shekel is lost, now, why isn't the job being done? The shliach says, look, I'm ready to do the job.
No,
the shliach lost the shekel, so that's finished with. Now, the shliach says, I'm still prepared to complete the job. I'm still willing to deliver you another shekel for you. You still have a chiv to be my...
But I gave him that shekel.
So that shekel got me halfway.
Get this shekel to there.
So again, forget the fact that he was a peshel. Let's say it was a complete oinus that it was never the shekel from him.
If I say, here, this shekel, take a good look at this shekel.
So what? No, the job is to deliver a shekel. If it would be this shekel, we can start talking about the Gemara about Sfina Zu and Yain Zu, but that wasn't the case. In Gemara's case, was I was shekel or shekelim. My job is to deliver a shekel. I'll gladly complete the job for you. You don't want to give me another shekel? Tough luck. You want to give me another shekel? I'll do the job. You don't want to give me another shekel? I have no problem with that. I could appreciate the oinus that you're going through. I understand you can't afford another shekel, but you got to pay me for the job that I did. I did something on your behalf, so I deserve to get paid.
So a few people have done
that,
that's only
to play. Oh, very good. Kumdoi said that's a major enough community in this man, the Bach. If the pshat is like this man, that he couldn't just pass the border because they don't let him go out of the country, or there's a soldier blocking him, say, Nechanami, it's the shliach who's not completing his job. But if the pshat would be like the Bach,
that the letter was stolen from him, but the etim he could go, so he can go back to Babai, give me another letter, I'll gladly deliver another letter for you. And the Chanamin and the Nesivas Teretz won't work. And the Tila L'David points it out that the Nesivas Teretz is not going to work for the Bach. It's only going to work for the Tzma. So you see, L'chayr, that the Bach doesn't hold of this Chav, that when it's lost, it's viewed as a oynis to Balabais. But Nesivas is touching up the Tzma, but that, and the Chanamin, that will not work for the Bach. Very good. But you see, L'chayr, from the simple reading of the Ramah, and Ramah didn't have this pet altogether, Ramah held, and let's learn that it was halfway, and the oinus happened, and he called the guy back, the Ramah holds that you put it in Gansin. It was something that the Shlich did on your behalf, and L'chayr should be get paid, and it's oinus that the Balabais is preventing it from being completed. Nevertheless, the Ramah holds, as the regular halachas, that you put it. You don't get paid for anything. The Sivas L'chayr is, I mean, everyone argues to Ramah. I'm just saying that, especially the Lomdus in the Sivas is arguing with Ramah, the Sivas holds that you deserve to get paid provided you do something with the instruction of Abba Labayis. There are no excuses. If I do something on your behalf, I deserve to get paid. Which is a very, you say, second Sivas, how do we pass until David blames the Shtekot Tzarechin? Because he has a problem with the Bach. Everyone argues with the Ramah, so I'm not so afraid of the Ramah. The Shah is how the Bach plays the Vel. Maybe even Mechalik, and when it's Luas in the middle of the way, it's not considered, you know, you can argue with the Sivas, maybe then. That's where he's arguing with the Sma, whether it's considered only the Baba Bais or not. But the Yisoid and the Sivas, the Nais and the Yisoid, whatever you do on my behalf, and it's my problem that you're not finishing the job, even though it was an equal oinus, at least I have to pay it for what you did do. That's,
but if Shkolim then, I should be able to do that. I lost the shekel in halfway. I know you're not going to pay me if I don't go. I'm going to keep going, and then I'm going to turn around.
No, I don't. You know,
I'm ready to do the job. No, I did the job.
I have no problem ready to do the job, but going without a shekel in your pocket is not even my job. I have no problem. You can go on vacation too. I only have to pay you for the shlichah that you're doing for me. Going after you don't have the shekel in your back is not for me. It's for your own sake.
Once you could be
mechalaga today, No. You're not doing it for me. Because when you have the shekel, you're working for me, so I have to pay you. When you don't have the shekel, you're not working for me, I don't have to pay you. Let me do one more halacha, and we'll get back for another major shal halacha, which plays itself out with this nesivis. Zok the next halacha, Sif Gimel. Sochrei lahavi tapuchim l'chayla. You hired a person to bring apples or medicine for a chayla. V'holach, nitaka went. V'hevi, nitaka brought it back. Go to the pharmacy, pick something up for me. Rachmol atzol nematzu shemes. And the chayla doesn't need the medicine anymore. Or faket, oy shehivi, faket, he got better, he doesn't need the medicine. The Knesset HaGdolah says, or stam, the chayla refuses to take the medicine. Peshit, he doesn't want to take this medicine, whatever his cheshbeinus are. So Yoimiloi, the Balbais can't tell the Shliach, told my Shavaza Vascarko, just keep the medicine, but I'm not paying you because I didn't benefit from what you did for me, because the Chayla didn't use the medicine, and the Naisimloi called Skar, you have to pay him full Skar, the Khenko Kyatabila, similar lumdis. He did the job that he was hired out to do. He went there, he came back, he brought the medicine, everything he did. The fact that the Chayla doesn't want to take the medicine, it's not his fault. You know, he can bring the camel to the water, he can't force it to drink. It's not my problem. I did the job that I was hired out for. The job was to pick up the medicine and deliver it. I did my job, I deserve to get paid. Which L'chayr plays itself out with the same numbers. Now, whatever.
But
that doesn't have to have science with
even though we both knew that
it has to be, I guess, you want to bring the halakha that if it was some, it doesn't make a difference. Everyone's like, I'm a good job again. Even if it would be an equal oinus, so what? The mice says you did the job what you were capable of doing. The only two choices, either they're both equal or the bais knew more. So either way, he's chayv. You mean, what would be a case if the post somehow knew more, the bais didn't know? No, they don't discuss that. But in a normal case, even if they're both equally oinus, when normally about bais is potter, here he's chayv, because you did the job that you hired out to do. So you're zikha going to be chayv. Now the Maisis is a case in the Tesefta. The Tesefta, it's Yeshami, that brings down the following halacha. What happens if you hired the guy to bring medicine, and he went, and he couldn't find the medicine? Sorry? No, you hired a guy to go to the next town, pick up this and this medicine. He goes in, he can't find the medicine. Bring me, I need Tylenol, get me Tylenol, and I'm paying you $20 to get me Tylenol. Yes. And the guy tries, can't find any Tylenol, comes back empty-handed. Yes. Do you have to pay him or not? Very good. Well, Tzibay is a really good bite on that, but Tzibay, the Yishami has more. So let me just say both Dinam and the Yishami. The Yishami says the following, that if I hired the person to pick up medicine, didn't tell him where, I just said get medicine, and he comes back empty-handed, I don't have to pay him. But if I hire the guy to get medicine from that pharmacy and he goes to that pharmacy and there's no medicine, then I have to pay him. So the second of the Sham is like halacha base. I hired a person, to go there. He went there and he couldn't find what he was instructed to bring. So look, he did his job, he tried his best, you have to pay him. The racial Isham is a chiddush that we don't see, and the racial is talking about, we hired a guy to pick up medicine, bring me medicine. I didn't tell him, punked in that pharmacy. He went, couldn't find any medicine, came back empty, ended there on pata. What's the chiluk between the two cases? That's when you can clarify shayla. Everyone has a shayla. You hire a car mechanic, you bring your car in, your car's not working. You go give it to the mechanic, he tries to find something. He can't find the problem. The bill is $150. He spent 4 hours trying to find the problem. This is the bill. Do you have to pay him? Look, he didn't. I benefited nothing for his tircha. It was an onus that we equally couldn't entertain that the car is not fixable, it's difficult to find. Do I have to pay him or not? So the chayra, if you're going to use the lumnus of the nesivis, let's go back to the car mechanic's case. The chayra, like the nesivis, you would be chayv to pay. Because even though it was an onus that they equally were unaware of or couldn't entertain or maybe could entertain, and I benefited nothing, but since you did whatever I instructed you to do, you tried your best, you tried to find the problem, and you couldn't find the problem, so therefore I would have to pay for at least the hours that you put in. Well, you hired a guy. If you talk a field that he was capable, a normal pile would have been capable of finding, and he was a pesheya and a chenami, or for some reason he was lacking and a chenami, I wouldn't have to pay him. But in a normal situation, I don't know if you have to assume that there's this problem. You have a case the Gemara brings down. You hired a person to be matzo yechamar. Your chamar fell into a river, and you hired yard lahatzavol hitzel. You deserve to be paid. So the nesivis, based on his lumnus, he deserved to pay. It was an oinus, equal oinus, and I had benefited nothing for you trying, but you didn't bring me back my chamar. The chamar ended up drowning. So the nesivis, you hired out to do a job, you tried your best to do that job, as long as you're not a peshe, you deserve to get paid, for what, at least for the tircha that you did. And the chanami, if the reason why you weren't capable of saving the chamar was not the chamar's fault, not because the chamar was beyond being saved, was because the pearl didn't swim as good as he should have, or whatever it was, in a chami, then we could die not paying the pearl. But in a normal situation, he tried his best, he would have to pay. That should come out like the nesivis. There are a lot of hainta gachuvis on these type of situations with car mechanics. Any type of person, you have a broken computer and you bring in someone to fix and you can't fix it. All these things are, there are a lot of chuvis with manenu. L'chari, like the nesivis, is a davar pashut. As long as the guy wasn't a pesheya, you would have to pay him for what he did. And if you want to argue with the nesivis, okay, then I hear the shayla. Because when you go with the nesivis, your zikr should have to pay him. It could be that's Pratni Shalmi as well. When I hire a person to pick up medicine from a specific store, and he goes in and comes back empty-handed, he tried his best, he did what he was supposed to do, I'll pay my instructions, I'm going to have to pay him. But if I hire a person, stam, go bring medicine, I didn't say that store, and you decided to go to this pharmacy, and this pharmacy didn't have medicine, mitad me, go to a different pharmacy. It's not considered that it's my fault, so to speak. It's not considered that it's an oinus to bala bayis that the job wasn't done. If I tell you go there and there's nothing there, say it's oinus to bala bayis, because the reason why this mission has not been completed is because of the bala bayis' fault, because there was nothing there. But if I tell you go find medicine, and you went to this pharmacy, you should have gone to a different pharmacy. You went to that pharmacy, maybe call it a third pharmacy. You should have gone to a different city to get the medicine. I didn't specify which pharmacy, so I didn't tell you where, so it's not my problem. There are tapuchim in the world. There is medicine in the world. I mean, if you tell me that there's a penicillin vaccination that they ran out of, whatever it is.
It's not a novi to know where it is.
And a chanami, but it's not an oinus. He didn't do. I told him to hire to bring medicine. The fact that it was mishtadl was very nice. But
the normal mishtadlus or looking at.
I could hear very stark that even though he didn't know mishtadlus, and even though Avandi is an oinus, and I don't blame him for it, but the oinus is his problem. He made the wrong guess. He should have gone to the west and he went to the east. That's not my problem. There is medicine to be gotten. It's not my problem. You, as a poel, are capable of bringing me medicine. And Anirich, you made an educated guess and you assumed it's going to be there and it wasn't there and you're an oinus. But the oinus prevents you from completing your mission. It's your oinus. It's your headache. I don't have to pay you for something that is an equal oinus and I had no enough from if it's your problem. But if it's my problem, if the reason why you're not completing the job is because I'm not letting you complete the job, like the case of Schlichter, then I would have to pay him.
My Schlichter wants to bring medicine, he's going to bring medicine, even though he went everywhere that medicine could be found.
But if you try, I mean, what?
The shliach, I told you to bring medicine. You didn't bring medicine. You didn't do the shliach.
Okay, there is God. Maybe what you mean to say is that there's a halakha we had before in Shilam Adalit based on the Trumas Adeshan, like there's Yain Stam, Yain Zu. So you could say, maybe make it simple. If I tell you, go there, say Nechanami, you went there, you did your job. If I tell you, I hire you Stam and you went there, I loved up, you should have gone there, you should have gone somewhere else, and you didn't do the job. It means, Kapish Maya Gaya Taki, you were supposed to go to a different pharmacy. Kum Tois, you weren't doing anything for me by going there, it wasn't part of your job, and Nechanami, maybe that would be the pattern in the Yajami. Even better, Zazayim. If he went everywhere and it was still not to be gone, it was a total onus. And there's no medicine in the world. Let's mind the public.
One pharmacy in town.
And go to the next town.
Yeah, but if somebody says, I'll pay you $20 to get you medicine, I think it's automatic that he's not assuming that he's going to New York to get the medicine. He's assuming that he's going within a reasonable...
Fine. If there's no medicine to be gotten in the entire town, and it was assumed that he was only mechuyev to get medicine from Lakewood, then in Echanami, L'chayra, he tried his best, he did all his job that he was supposed to do, up he's tzavuy of the balabayis, who's an onus that they're equally unaware of, so who killed the balabayis was a nene, but he did up he's tzavuy of, he would have to be paid for the tircha that he did. Assuming that it doesn't take any more tircha, bringing back medicine or coming back empty-handed, and a chanami, it's a davakal, you have to pay him full price.
But then before I'll stop and do, then that works.
If, sorry, what?
During I'll stop and do, then you can get it, but...
If
you're... Stop,
I hide medicine...
You should bring back medicine. I mean,
we can start hunting those... That might play a role depending on these two routes. But at least getting back to a mechanic or a technician, anytime you bring something to someone to fix, or you bring a plumber down to your house, or you bring someone to fix your washing machine, and he tries his best and he can't fix it, look, it was a noisy both equally entertained or didn't entertain, and he was a noisy, and even though you weren't there, you should have to pay. But in the TV, you would have to pay.
You think that he knows, but he doesn't know as much as you think he knows.
I know, he's an imposter. He's been in this line for 10 years. So he should have gone to the mumcha then. Why did he go to this guy? If you're an imposter, right? If it's something, put it this way. If you bring it to another mechanic who has a comparable reputation, who's considered, you know, in the same class, and you bring it to someone else, and he does know what the problem is, so that would be a riot that this first one was botched up. It's his prayer. But if we can entertain or assume that he did what he was supposed to do, he tried his best. You know, I guess there's a, you know, steps. He's supposed to first check for that, and he checked for whatever he was supposed to do.
He did it, but doesn't know.
The question is,
but is such a mechanic supposed to know? Right. You go to, there's a $100 lawyer and there's a $500 lawyer. I went to $100 lawyer and I asked him to structure this complex type of structure or partnership. He tried his best, can't do it. He's sending me a bill. Well, that's the person you went to. You went to someone who is beyond his comprehension. But you went to the mumka. You can't expect $500 malacha for $100 pay, right? So you're going to that class. For his reputation, the class that he's in, if he's supposed to know what to do, he's supposed to finish a job, then in a chanam, you're right. But if he wasn't supposed to, he tried his best. He was a ninus. You're going to have to pay.
You can basically check the if he did something that he should have followed.
Now we have to feel it's a everything
okay. Okay. And I just want to fear something someone mentioned about what happened to Makas Medina. So the case of the Sma was, I hired him, I sent him to bring the shlichus, and it was a target, there was a war, it's not his fault, but it wasn't a specific oinus that was in his way, it's an oinus for every cause, for anyone going there, it's an oinus. So l'chayr chavalocha Makas Medina, we had in a previous year that by Makas Medina, many poskim hold that you automatically have to pay the poil. It doesn't have the regular gedarim, the regular dynamics of oinus, equal oinus, not equal oinus. Once it's a Makas Medina, the poil deserves to get paid. So over here too, l'chayr, once it's a Makas Medina, you should have to pay him. So the smell is she tells you not a problem because the smell argues with the Ramah and he holds by Makas Medina you don't deserve to get paid. The problem is that the Taz says over the smell and the Taz over there Taka holds like the Ramah that a Makas Medina you automatically have to get paid. So Lechayit Taka Shreya, I don't have a Taz says Lechayit, if it's a Makas Medina, what's the Taz saying that he doesn't get paid? Lechayit says they have to get paid. Who cares? The eagle on his own, doesn't make a difference. Once it's a Makas Medina, you automatically have to get paid. We had a story which once to discuss. I just want to repeat the story here. And fear with the story is that we had a case in the summer that someone was making a bris on Friday. in Lakewood, and his mother was living in Manhattan. It was on that notorious Thursday that there was a major blackout, and the car service went to New York and was sitting by the tunnel, wasn't allowed into Manhattan for 3 hours because they closed all the bridges, all the tunnels to get in because based on the blackout. And now the car service comes back, spent even more time than he would have had he gone and come back, and it's money the Balabais pay me. And the Rabbi says, look, very nice to you, Mashiach, I feel bad for you, but my mother's not here. And end up, his mother didn't come for the bris because she couldn't get here. And that was the Shaila. The Shaila came to us. So, based on this Amos, it was something that the Rabbi wasn't nene from the fact that he was sitting by the tunnel. He had no honor from that. It was an oinis, mamish lo shchiach, that they both could not have entertained that there's going to be this once in 25 year blackout in New York that's closing tunnels. It's, they're equally unaware of this oinis. No, but the only thing you have left is to don this nesivis. Is that maybe chutz, because you acted on my behalf, I should have to pay you. So let's done. Why is there an oinis? So the Baba'i says, look, my mother Bakshim is still alive. The bris is still on. So I don't have the problem. You have the problem that you can't get pick up my mother and go to my mother and bring you here. So it's your oinis. It's an oinis to pass. So my mele, the Baba'i would be part of. As true as I did, and I'm not going to the flimishers, and when you're dealing with poilim, the Gemara discusses the flimishers I did, but minadim, the Baba'i would be part of. From all accounts, the Baba'i is not at fault. It was a ninus, he didn't have a nun, it was a ninus apostle. He should be part of based on this nesivis. Oh, but if you, that's why I put it in. But if you're down, it's Marcus Medina, so be totally on its man neshak. I discussed in the previous year that Marcus Medina, some sefer says he doesn't know what to do, la maisa, and he always advises the Bali Din to be mafashin. So, Nechnami, based on that Marcus Medina, maybe you should have to be mafashin. Call to a good.
Other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.